Fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
Get out, scream!
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You'll have to be me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Yo, what it do, what it do? Your boys are here, Jim and Them from the road. This is not an official episode, by the way.
Yeah.
This is not a numbered episode. This is your boys on the road, East Coast styling, Orlando Jet flying. Them boys.
Cut and run. I'm done.
You are tuned in right now to Jim and Them. This, my friends, is a comedy show. Hold on. It's not weird. I'm just trying to fix my... There we go.
Yes. You sound, I'm like $1 million.
Yes.
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 Jim.
No, this, no. My friends, is a comedy show. You are tuned in right now live on the twitch.tv/Jim and Them. I'm already let down by the amount of people in the chat right now. It's our regular night. I know we're only an hour and a half or like an hour from when we usually start.
Oh, shit, you're right. I was like, it's 11:30 here. What's Jim talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah, we're on a different coast.
Yeah, now it's 8:30 for our regular
bullshit time.
I bet you people just probably did. They're like, they're fucking in Orlando. They're not
we
doing a show.
We never said that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the morons in the Jim and Them verse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what
happens
when you fucking assume, though?
Hmm.
Jim and Them quits doing a show. Never talk ever again.
Whoa.
We moved to Florida and we've got squatters' rights.
Yeah.
So try and take it from us.
We're in this sweetie Airbnb. We're going to have squatters' rights where they have to evict us if they want us to leave.
They can hit the code on the door, but we'll leave the latch set. So they'll just be like,
it's the Gooniverse, not the Jim and Demiverse.
Yes, the Jim and Them Gooniverse / Jim and Themiverse.
Yeah,
the GCU.
Yeah, you're tuned in right now live on the twitch.tv/Jim and Them. You're subscribed to the YouTube, except you're not.
You're waving
to
us.
You're on the Patreon. Get on the fucking Patreon.
Get on it.
We have all kinds of extra bonus shit.
Yeah.
This is not an official episode, though, anyways.
No numbers.
No numbers.
Don't even have to say all that shit.
No numbers, no rules.
We're going to have no number. We're going to have cum face. Then we're going to have an emoji of a hospital. And then we're going to have maybe like a tempura, like some tempura shrimp.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
That'll be this episode.
Everybody do their cum face. Mine's like, ooh.
Oh, wow. Mine's,
hello. Mine is putting another shirt on.
Well, semi-clear underwear. Except Spider-Man. Thank you, Scruffy the Dog, for sub, my dude. Subscribe for 12 months. Because semi-clear underwear is like, you guys got a new setup? So people don't know we're in Orlando.
What the fuck? Has this guy ever listened to our show before?
We gave the breakdown last episode.
I'll never understand people that listen to the show and not to mock this person directly, but I just
don't mock this person because they actually
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want this to come across like I think they're stupid. I genuinely just don't understand because I listen to shows, and if I guess if I'm behind maybe, but even then. I don't know. I've never understood that how people could be that out of the loop.
Oh, hold on. Did they lose the audio?
How did we come too hard?
Maybe we came too hard.
We lose audio.
Oh my God, Jim! Did we come too hard?
Unofficial episode.
I mean, it is unofficial. It's unofficial. On the podcast side, anyways.
Let's hold see. On.
Hold on.
Damn.
I'm just going to keep making cum faces.
How about this one?
Are we back? I think we're back now.
Oh, yes. I think we're
back. You're like, this face, Jim? What if I was fucking you and I made this face?
Ooh. Wait, while you're fucking me or when I'm fucking you?
No, when I'm coming.
My cum faces. Oh, I'm sorry.
My cum faces.
Okay, we're back. I mean, as I was, I don't even have the other sounders, so I can't go through the whole rigmarole. But let's just say we're broadcasting from the road. We got a mobile setup. Someone in the chat was very kindly said that we have a better mobile setup than most other podcasts.
Thank you, Jim. That. Puts a lot of work into it.
I think we got a decent little mobile setup. I'm Jim.
I'm Gay.
I'm Mike.
Yeah. And you are loving the crew.
Still got it.
We're not even halfway. We're what? We're two nights.
Technically two nights in.
We're
3 days here.
This is the third night.
Third night, but really it's like the official day two because we had like a day zero kind of. We arrived, but as far as like what the visit was for, we're ending night two.
Yes. We're starting night three. This is night three.
Well, yeah, but
because
you're
day zero. Okay, yeah. Night zero.
Yeah.
This is the official episode.
Call me Thuhon.
we had the Wednesday morning flight. We were all up at 4 a.m. Hit up the LV airport. We had a kick-ass funky Uber driver.
Yeah.
I was bumping some Eyes Without a Face.
Yeah, I was very surprised where he was like, this is my jam.
Yeah, and he was singing it the whole time.
He was singing it, and he sometimes would sing other songs.
Older African American gentleman.
African American gentleman. He thanked us for giving us a trip across town because he was trying to get home or whatever.
Well, he said that he was happy, and then I said, well, then you should thank us. I made him thank us.
So then we flew in. We're going to get to the big story. We're never going to stop talking about these people that sat in our seats on the flight.
Motherfucker.
I mean, for the initial flight, I wouldn't say went out without a hitch because we loaded up, but then we had like a 15 minute delay.
It felt longer than that. It felt like it was like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was for a bit. So it got us into Denver. Like, with just enough time to have to, like, not, like, run to
we
our
like
gate.
Power walk. We
but we had to, like, we had to rush to our gate.
We
and
had
then
a swift rush. And, like, we were boarding group two, and they're, like, boarding group five was loading when we got there.
We had to get on the plane with the peasants.
It was funny, because we're in line, and some fuckos were like, what group are you in? We're, like, two. And they're, like, oh, we're in six.
Because there were people. Other airlines do this shit too, but United you just have a boarding group. And as always happens, is there's just someone, they're calling group four, and someone in group five tries to go up, and they're like, oh, excuse, like, then they have to announce, like, please, group five or six, hang out. You're not called yet. We're calling group four.
It's
and we're
hard.
Standing behind someone in a line. And they're like, what group number are you? We're like, two.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we're six. All right, we'll get the fuck out of our
way. And
they
just stood next to the wall afterwards. It's like, and it's also not confusing. Sometimes tickets have a lot of numbers and letters on them. The boarding group is not confusing at all.
No, and the signs say, like, it's pretty simple. But, so then we finally, because we didn't group with board, if we had grouped with our boarding group, if we had boarded with our boarding group, group
fine.
Two, we would have been golden. Mm. But no, so we're boarding with group four, and as we're walking up, it's the plane entrance is weird though. Like, the entrance, usually you come in and walk past first class. Like, the first class on this is so good, you come in and you're already past first class. You go left for first class, right for the scum like us.
Class. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as we go right, we're already like, it's like row 8 or whatever, and we're row 11, and I'm like, this is pretty busy up here for where our seats are supposed to be. Right? And as we come up, Stella and I, my girlfriend, and I'm like, oh, this is our row. But my thing though, and my thing that I'm always worried about, that's why I'm annoyed when we're late for our boarding group, is I'm always worried because scumbags take up all the overhead compartments.
Right.
This is like real open mic comedian shit. Oh, yeah. Airports, my dude.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just telling a story, man.
And I'm like, okay, I guess.
Well, but yeah, so I'm mostly concerned about the overhead space, but I'm like looking up. I'm like, all right, cool. There's space. Because I hate when they have to take your bag. You're like, all right, they're going to lose it. What the fuck? But there's space. But then I realize there's people sitting in our seats. And I'm like,
well, first, there was this skeleton.
Oh, yes, even before that.
There was this walking skeleton that refused to, like, figure out where she was supposed to be. And
there were two of them.
Yes.
And that's when I, like, it rang a bell in my head, like, oh, yeah, we're going to Florida. So there's all these old motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was this old couple who were already in front of us. Like, they had to keep going back and forth with their bag just at where you scan the ticket.
Yeah.
Because they were like, if she picked up her luggage, her hand was just going to break.
Yeah. And she kept bumping this guy who finally just punched her bag.
Yeah.
But this was even before getting on the plane, like just talking to the ticket person. They can't figure out how to get their bags. And then when we finally get to the door, yeah, it's this whole to-do of what they're going to do with their bags. And we're just sitting there staring at them. And yeah, like Jeff said, she's bumping a guy sitting down already with her bag, and he's getting annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this whole, who's going to help them? Is someone going to help them put their bags up? It literally took like 3 to 5 minutes.
You could tell the flight was frustrated with them too, because they had that air of like, they weren't frowning or being mean, but they had that like, that aggressive movement, like their movements were swift and annoyed. Like they just, they were clearly like, okay, we're freaking fed up. You guys are slowing everything down. That's why I think we got the version of the stewardess once our things started happening.
But the thing, because I'm getting annoyed waiting for this bullshit it's like they keep going back and forth, and then the old man's trying to help with the luggage, but he's clearly not gonna be able to pick it up. She can't pick it up. They're figuring out a spot. Someone's taking it. Someone else takes it. Finally, like the stewardess or whatever. Thanks, Ace. Thanks for the sub, dude. Finally, the stewardess like helps them, and then this is a whole to do of us waiting, holding up the line. Then after that, we come up, and there's people sitting in our seats, and I'm like, huh, wait a minute, and I have to pull out my phone, like, I'm 11A, and then and I'm like, you know, telling Stella to pull out her ticket, like, yeah, you're 11C. It's like. And they're like, oh, these are your seats? Like,
well, and they started doing that thing. The guy that was sitting down
like,
did that thing where he's
we're
like,
we're in 11. Yeah, they're looking up.
He kept looking up like, wait, are you
And then
like thinking, well, like, if they look long enough, you'll just give up or something.
And then they're like, well, yeah, they're in our seats.
It's like, okay.
Pointing at some other people. Yeah, but I swear to God, I bet you those people were only in their seats because they came and, like, they couldn't sit, like, wherever. Like, they... Because one of the people that was supposedly in their seats was the lady that was in the middle seat with us.
Well, yeah, but she was the one fucking it all up, according to
them. I don't think so. I think she came to get on the plane, and because this was a group of three. It was like a guy and his wife and a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they want. I think they just wanted to sit together.
Right.
So I think they just sat in that row, and then the lady who had the middle seat was like, oh, someone's already sitting there, and just sat in row 10.
I agree.
And they tried to blame her. It was just this little old Asian lady. Mm-hmm. They tried to blame her, and they're like, oh, well, you could just sit in these seats over here across the aisle.
Which me and Jeff's seats.
Which I already know in my head. I'm like, but I already know it's not. Because they're acting like, that Jeff and Mike's seats are theirs to trade.
Yes.
Yeah. They kept doing it. They claim that someone was in their seats, and that's why they're in Jim's seats. Then they try to barter me and Jeff's seats into to turn into Jim and Stella's seats.
And even
if me and Jeff are just going to show up, and then Jim and Stella have to barter with us if we're strangers.
And then the people by the door are like, yep, keep moving in, people. And it's like, there's people in our seats.
Yeah.
And then the lady from the back has to come up, and she's like, you know, what's
push
going
everyone,
on?
And she basically just has to do a hard reset and be like, all right, what? Let me look at your ticket. Sit right here.
Well,
let me
first,
look at your
ticket. I could be proud of myself.
No,
for
I was
going
to say that. Well, because before that even happened, she listened to the idiot couple that were in mine and Stella's seats. Because they were
trying to barter.
They were
with
trying
her.
To point to 11, like you guys' seats.
Yeah.
And then so then the stewardess is like, "Oh, do you mind just sitting over here because they're already sitting down?" And I was like, "Yeah, but that's their seats." And then Jeff.
I'm like, "Yeah, no. How about they get up and we get in our seats on there. And then the old lady, who I thought was the problem, so maybe I was a little hurt, she's pointing up like, I'm in 11. She's pointing at 10. I'm like, no, you are in the wrong seat.
But I think what she was saying, that she was supposed to be back there. I think she knew that she was supposed to be back there, but she wasn't going to argue with this family. And I think this family really would just, we would say like, hey, you're in our seats. They would say, oh, they're in our seats, and then they would just stare at us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, they kept trying to buy time. Like, they thought if they just played dumb long enough, like, you'd just give up.
Yeah, we were just going to give up. And somehow, like, because it ended up being they had, like, they had an aisle on one side of the lane, and then they had a middle seat and a window across the way.
Yeah.
So the old guy, well, no, he wasn't that old, but the father or whatever had to sit in the middle seat, and then the kid had to sit at the window, and then the wife was, like, in front of me.
Yeah.
But they clearly just wanted to sit together, and it's a fucking full plane. You don't just pick. I'm sure this shit does work sometimes where people are like, oh, fine. And they'll just, like, I'm going to eat a middle seat after we pay. You pay extra not to sit in a fucking
middle
seat.
None of us had middle seats.
Yeah, none of us had middle seats. We're above that shit.
Cuomo was supposed to handle this, quell this herd of old do-nothings on there. But no, they somehow survived the virus. So now we're stuck with the plague of their existence on there. And then the lady tried to be humorous about it on there.
She
like
did
trying to be buddy-buddy.
She tried
with
to be friend. Yeah,
the rest
lady
of the flight.
Who was the wife that was in our seats that was now sitting in front of me? Because, well, I just made a comment to Jeff or Mike or whatever, and I was just like, yeah, apparently people just want to sit in our fucking seat. Because I didn't know she was right in front of me.
Yeah. And I like, thought you were doing the Jeff thing where you knew she was there and you were saying it loud.
But actually, to be fair, I didn't say anything bad about them. What I said was, I was like, remember those old fucking people took forever, then they got mad at us just because people were sitting in our seats? So I wasn't necessarily saying anything bad.
Oh,
I was annoyed that the stewardess was, like, giving us a tone.
No, yeah, because I remember, now I'm remembering why I'm proud of myself, because, she's like, just get the, and I'm like, we're not the problem.
Yeah, that's what I was,
we're not the problem. They're in our seats, so maybe get them out of our seats.
Yeah, so she did have to, like, shut it down and reset and basically pushed everyone back, checked every ticket and put people where they went just because
But she was
people
being
that
rough
were,
with us, like it was our fault.
She it seemed like, that's what I'm saying. I think that it was they were like done before even
but
our
still,
thing happened.
None on us
because
none
yeah,
on
no,
us.
Not on us. Because they treated all of us like we were a problem, not like we showed up and people were in our seat.
The Spirit Airlines. This is a goddamn free for all. Never again. Yeah. Last United flight ever.
We'll fly back United.
But for you, first class. If someone's in my damn bed, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to just snuggle in with them.
Daewoo in the chat was asking, we are flying back first class. The only problem is, it's not the bed first class. I wish it was the bed. But it's just regular stupid.
I wish it was the bed.
Regular stupid domestic first class. What the fuck?
People are going to unsub these fucking rich assholes.
But I did get a message if we want to pick our meals.
Ooh.
Do you want a grilled
I think duck, maybe. Maybe I'll get duck.
Do you want a grilled chicken breast or a roasted vegetable?
We might as well
enchilada?
Pick out. It's not. It's a zero episode. We might as well go through.
Wait, what is
no,
the
there's
choice?
Only two options. Is it grilled chicken breast or a vegetable enchilada?
A vegetable enchilada.
Oh, so there's
enchilada.
One
That's
option.
basically,
Let me get a green bean enchilada.
Yeah, hit me with a beef enchilada at least.
I mean, remember, you get that open bar. You can get drink as many drinks as you want.
Ooh. Oh, stoked.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, so we rolled into Orlando. We picked up our fucking Dodge Durango, big fatty ass fucking tank that we're driving around.
The girl that was selling it to us, not selling it to us, having us choose, was like, saw Jim's camera. And it's oddly enough, Jim's camera is making tons of people like jump past like question 1, 2, and 3 straight to what's your channel?
Yes. Yeah,
well, hey, what's your YouTube channel?
Don't worry about it.
Like Jim's setup apparently just screams, "Hey, ask us about our YouTube channel."
Well, because on one hand, it has to be very common here with all the theme park vloggers.
Sure.
But yeah, on the other hand, it's a decent setup. You get a nice little mic on there, you get a nice little handle for it. It's got a nice little lens on there.
Using it right now.
But yeah, and the people that usually ask us are black people, and all I'm thinking is like, If you listen, remember Jeff. Right. Jeff's the guy. If you're wondering who's saying stuff, it's this guy. Ooh, Jeff. I was being super quiet all of a sudden.
I was saying we were urban explorers and we explore abandoned buildings on there. And I don't say anything.
We did make it clear, like Jim and I, you could tell we were defensive, like right off the bat, because I'm like, hey, if we're bad, just make fun of us.
No, that was different. Well, with the rental car girl, I was just like, yeah, because I'm wearing a gym.
See, and I didn't hear that one.
I was wearing a Jim and Them shirt. And so I was just like, yeah, Jim and Them. She's like, oh, Jim. Like, yeah, I was right on my shirt.
When I was talking to her, I was just talking to her.
But because then, yeah, later on, when we went to Oga's Cantina in Galaxy's Edge. Can I get a
roll? Yeah, they said that. Of course they
did. Thanks, Ace. What did he say? Oh, Jeff being so close is blowing the bait. Well, I'll just turn you down a little.
Okay. Is this good? There we go. Here we go. Sorry, it's just the timbre of my sultry
voice. Yeah, our layout's
voice.
A little different, so yeah, sorry about that.
We're good.
To avoid crap like this, I think I would arrive an hour early. You know, for you trying to post us up on the base levels, maybe listen to the fucking story where I just said we had to have a connecting flight where we arrived and had to rush to our gate.
We had like 6 minutes to get to our flight from one flight to another.
Check your fucking
thank you for the bits and the sub.
I love how Ace is like, oh, yeah, I better show up early. Wait. You're telling me when I get to an airport, I should hold on. Let me grab my notes on my phone and start taking
this
down.
My arm real quick. I'm a big fucking...
but to jump around a bit, yeah, when we went to Oga's, they kind of, well, not seat you, or had to stand at like a table, but there's some other people with you. And
I had to move my lightsaber. It was like taking up that entire side.
There was this black guy and like his girlfriend, and
we all got our drinks, and I was like, what, you're gonna drink a drink before cheersing with all of us? And she's like, oh.
But then since I had my camera, he was like, oh, what's your channel? But he even did the point where like, I told him, and he like pulled it up on his phone to have it ready for later. And then, that's when Mike was like, if you don't like it, just make fun of us. Don't worry.
And Jim's like, just heads up. That's Jeff right there. That guy right there.
Well, but then the guy, because his girlfriend's like, he listens to everything. He watches everything. And I'm thinking she just means like theme park shit.
Oh, yeah.
But then he's like, oh, I love Tim Dillon. I was like, oh, perfect. Okay. And I was like, yeah, all right. So just so you're aware, we are a little risque. So. But then that's Jeff, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a comedian and I like to push boundaries.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And
it's, sorry, you know, I'm just preaching the truth. I bet
I don't want to make assumptions, but I bet you agreed with a lot of my points last episode.
He seemed like a fun guy.
He did seem like a fun guy.
Yeah, a real
where was he from that
will.
We said was shit?
Oh, Delaware. They're from Delaware.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember what I said. It wasn't like rude, but it was just kind of like funny where I was just kind of taking like mocking. I'm like, did I just say that's a weird place to be
from?
Yeah,
you're like, oh, that's a weird place to be from. And we were all just kind of...
And I was like, Biden crime family from Delaware, baby.
We had a lot of fun. I talked to everybody. That's my thing. I love doing that. So it's fun to talk to people.
Oh, thanks for the gift subs, Ace. You know what I like is when people are subbing, when we have this camera set up, is that it the person running through the wall.
Oh, they run into shit. The theater?
Well, no, they just kind of come up right between me and Jeff here. Like, it works out pretty
nice.
Well. But that's getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes.
Was it the first thing we did was do the Wawa Public? Yeah, we did
Wawa's
the Wawa
and
Publix.
Well, we came here, we dropped our stuff off, and then went straight to Wawa and Publix.
Yes.
Which we have a pretty dope setup here. We got...
It's great.
Like five bedrooms.
Yeah. If you can see this door right here,
yeah.
This is a literal, like they converted their garage into a, like a in-home theater. It's pretty dope.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a home theater right through that door. Maybe we'll do like a room tour if someone zooms in or if one of you guys zooms in on your phone.
Hell yeah.
But we'll do that in a minute. So yeah, we came here, then we had a stock up. So we hit up Publix, which is just a grocery store, but they have like a little deli area in there.
Yes.
So we got.
You remind me of a really big Fresh and Easy.
I for some reason, I keep thinking that it was Gerwitz that was telling us Publix, but I don't know. I know someone in the chat had called up Publix before. So we got a sandwich there, but then we hit up the wonderful Wawa.
Yes.
And we got sandwiches there as well.
They were very good.
I mean, you'll see all this stuff. We got some footage of a lot of this stuff too.
Yeah. We're giving you
y'all
the
travel vlog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, spoiler alert, but fucking Wawa shits on Publix.
Yes.
I really like that Publix sandwich.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it was bad, but I just feel like we went to Wawa.
Well, you guys
again
have gone more
day.
Than I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I wouldn't be against getting a sandwich at Publix, but if I'm picking one, I'm going to Wawa.
Yeah, they're the same price, essentially. Yeah. So you might as well go Wawa on there. So yeah, we did that. We did it big. We loaded up the cart.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we loaded up the cart. We got chips. We got water.
we did it big.
We got fucking High Noon Sun Sips
for me.
We got some banquets.
I got some fucking orange dew, which is the that's hard to find in Vegas. Ooh, it's the crossbreed between honeydew and cantaloupe, and it's fucking amazing.
That sounds like a nightmare.
No,
the two are smelling.
It's so good.
And then we went to Disney Springs.
Yes,
because
which was originally going to be our last day plan, but we turned it into our first day plan.
Yeah, because we got the spooky cookies. Stella and I went in there and bought like everything.
Yeah,
because it's just like, I mean, if you don't know, Disney Springs is basically like an outdoor mall area where it's just tons of bars, restaurants, shops, shit like that. And one of them is Gideon's Bakehouse, which the theming is it's like an old bookstore that used to be an occult bookstore that they've converted into a bakehouse.
It's cookies, cakes, and curiosities. Cakes,
yes. And they had like some specialty cookies that are only like at nighttime. And then they had like a monthly cookie. Then they have the OG. Then they also have stickers.
And they have big
shirts,
fat ass cake slices.
Big fucking fat ass thick cake slices.
That's another thing you'll see in the video.
Certified.
Some of that certified thick ass cake.
But yeah, Stella and I, we got like four cookies with because these are like big motherfuckers.
Yeah,
and then we got shirts. We got a candle. We got a fucking what else we get? Can I get stickers? Yeah, a couple stickers.
You got a rosé.
Thanks,
Ace. Tandem bike to ride out of there.
Yeah.
It was great though. I got cookies for my mom. I got that fucking delicious cake.
Yeah.
We were having fun.
And then we went over to the Adventurers Bar or whatever it's called.
Yes.
I forget the name of it, but it's themed like the different Disney adventurers.
So there's all these. So there's this backstory, this like Disney lore where there's these characters that like they don't exist in a movie or anything. They're basically like the guy who started the Jungle Cruise, the guy that owns the version of the Haunted Mansion in China. Like just like basically, they're all these characters
just
like
China
these.
Makes you laugh, huh?
And one of them is the guy that owns this bar. Like he's an ex-pilot, and I had only seen it in YouTube videos. And then we walked in, and I was like, "Why does this look so familiar?" And then I immediately realized and what it was, and started being like, "Jim, it's the lore bar."
Yes, had some delicious boozy drinks.
Yeah, we had some drinks. And then did we do anything when we came back after that? I don't remember. We just ate some cookies and fucking
knocked out.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of seltzers.
I don't think we did anything like real.
I had eight seltzers.
And then on Thursday, we went to Hollywood Studios, which has like Tower of Terror. It has the Star Wars land here. And you know Mickey and Minnie's real Runaway Railroad new ride.
Yeah, tons of new
no
stuff.
No biggie.
It is like brand new.
We did it like pros though. We fucking knocked the whole park out.
We're so efficient, bro.
By like 5 o'clock or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're super. It's crazy how efficient we are.
And but there's one thing I do want to show this now. I want to show. We've been having this discussion as of late on if Jeff was a jerk to this dude or not.
What?
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
I want to play this.
Yeah.
I
no, we have
see...
to. So what?
First of all, let's get a little context of
what
was
a lot
done
of
to me.
There's
what,
a ton of stuff.
How I was done.
Shut up.
Once again, I'm not given a proper backstory.
We're not going to just play it. I'm going to give me a
second.
We're
going to give you a backstory.
So I mean, we talked about it before when Mike went to Disneyland, the Rise of the Resistance ride. Excuse me. Now, I mean, for all the theme park heads out there, you know that they stopped the virtual queues on Thursday.
Literally, the day we showed up the first day where there were no virtual queues for Rise of Resistance.
So
I was pissed.
You just have a regular line.
I was like, what? We always do virtual queues on there. All the blogs I watch.
But everyone's thinking like, oh, since there's just going to be a standard line, not a virtual queue, the lines are going to be like 3 hours long. And they were in the morning. But we're so pro, by the time we went, it was posted 60 minutes.
Oh, we were blowing through,
dude. We blew right through the line where...
Like 25 maybe tops when we got to the front.
Yeah, like 25 minutes, and we got to the point where you get taken in on the Star Destroyer.
Just about to get put in prison.
So what happens is, you get taken by the First Order, so they're all like... First Order lieutenants, and they're being a dick to you because they're from the First Order.
They're short with you. They are very like emotionless in the way that they say things. They're playing the role.
And then even the ride, as we were in there, the ride broke down.
Well, we had this giant delicious burger also. Great food.
Oh, yeah. We went to sci-fi dining.
Give me my damn backstory.
Wait, what does the burger have to do with the...
No, it has everything to do with it.
We do have to... We had a great burger that is... It was a burger with pulled pork on it.
Pulled pork, which in hindsight, not a great idea.
It was a huge burger.
It was delicious.
It was so good.
But then after that, we're like, okay, you know what? I was talking to Mike. I was like, hey, we got to hang out near for about like an hour. We ate a meal. If any is a time we're going to wait in a long line, let's just go to Rise of the Resistance now.
You're like, I'll get a nice light beer for the 60
minute. So, on the way there, Jeff decides he's going to get a beer.
Bud Light.
And we had a 60-minute wait.
If we're giving context, though, I stand by this. Context. When we got to the line and I saw that no one was in it, I looked at Jeff and said, hey, you might want to chug that beer.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Because we got to the queue and there was no one there. We were walking through
60 minutes.
Before we went to eat, we walked by the line, and it was wrapped around outside.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we went into again, and that was when it was posted like 80 minutes.
And that's like the extra line, like not where the actual like
it was extra line coming out of the land in like just outside. That was when it was posted as 80 minutes. We went in, we ate our food. When we came out, it was posted 60 minutes, and that huge line we saw was gone.
Yeah,
like
we were able
to
walk all the way to the inside. Like, we didn't even have to stand in the outside part of the queue at all.
But the thing is, so Jeff gets a drink because he's ready for a 60-minute line.
Yeah.
Mike did say, like, hey, man, you might want to chug that. And then we started walking in, and there is an outdoor section, but then at a certain point, you go into a cave. I still would have thought that once you even get into the cave, you're fine to have a drink or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the dude stopped Jeff like right at the entrance to the cave and like made him chug the beer.
Yeah.
Well, because think how far that is into the queue proper. Yeah. The only reason it came up so fast is because we didn't have to wait in a line.
Yeah. So Jeff had to chug it. And he was not happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I immediately felt sick and sleepy. And I was already really emotional because I'm like, this is like The Last Jedi. Oh, my God. This drippy cave with junk. I'm getting
you mean like Star
up.
Wars? Is that
I'm
what you
getting
mean?
Worked up. You know, it's like The Last Jedi. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, nothing like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Just like The Last Jedi. But anyways, he had to chug the beer, and he was upset about it.
That's very
even though the dude was doing him a favor, like, hey, I'm going to help you get buzzed, bro.
I don't even think I had to drink it there. He was just like, what, are you gay? And I was like, I'm not gay. And then I was like, oh. So yeah, it's real sleepy.
But then after that, the ride broke down. We just got to hang out in the stormtrooper area for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, like the hangar area where like when as soon as you get off the shuttle, we just got to chill in there just for like 25 minutes.
It's a cool spot.
Normally you have to walk right through that like immediately.
So then the ride kicks back up. They're lining us back up to throw us in jail. And this dude is playing the First Order lieutenant and you know,
like when they're assigning you prison cells.
So we're bitten because there's actually some stuff where he has a back and forth with Mike, and he has a back and forth with me.
Because Jim had this bit he kept doing where he'd point me out to officers and be like, hey, I think you might be a spy. Look, he's got symbols on his arm.
Yeah, I'm like, look at the symbols on this dude's arm.
Because I had the Rebel, the Jedi, and the Orabesh on my arm.
He's terrible at improv. Didn't do anything with any of that. That guy didn't.
To be fair, he didn't quite go with it as he should
have. He misunderstood.
Have.
Like, the first guy saw it and went with it. The second guy thought Jim was saying, like, hey, look at the weird markings on his arm, meaning, hey, he's got a tattoo. I don't think he actually looked at the tattoo to see the Star Wars stuff, so he didn't quite know how to go along with it.
And it was just, he was just grammar not seeing
that. Could have partly have been Mike's fault, because he was hiding them, like, to play along, but he should hide them after he lets them see them first. You know what's going on.
I agree. But, I agree. A lot of this is Mike's fault.
But let me see
not
how much I have.
Not warning me about the beer.
Let me see how much I have of this.
Which you have been assigned, they'll be very important during your interrogation. I would not forget them if I were you.
So he's actually nailing the accent.
Understood.
Very well. So what were you all doing aboard a resistance transport?
It was a mistake. We were just there on accident.
I think you mean by accident.
Good one.
I'm an off-worlder. I speak simple.
Correct grammar is simple.
My vision is already going into Terminator mode.
Sorry.
But see, yeah, so Jeff's getting... I mean, I get what I get to a point with Jeff saying he's doing the grammar thing, but still, it doesn't... He's still in character.
He's basically saying, like, you're a dumb... Like, you're dumb, I'm better than you, which is, like, totally the move.
Oh, yeah, the chat. Oof. Yeah, that's what
I
was
mean,
thinking.
Oof if you're an idiot, sure.
Yeah,
no,
but
not oof if you're an idiot. Dude,
no, the same people saying oof are going to look
I
at...
Expect, may I speak? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Okay.
May I speak?
No,
I expect more. More from,
you
know, Disney on there. You know, they should have vetted this guy more.
No.
Maybe he's a scab or
he's
something.
He's doing great.
Oh, he's so good.
That's not an excuse for being late.
I noticed he has weird markings. That might be a rebel size.
Nothing.
Well, Mike's hiding his arm.
Yeah, again, that was my bad. He thinks that Jim is saying Mike has tattoos. Aren't they strange markings?
Okay.
He just stares at me.
I am definitely questioning your overall intelligence. I don't think it's very high.
That's an answer.
You insulted me. So now that distraction is over with.
But the thing is, he doesn't have to even do any of this.
He's
clearly, I mean?
He's buying time, and he's also trying to get anyone else in our group to answer, and the people we were with would not say a word.
Yeah, no, of course, no one else interacts. Like, your boys over here, the Boo Crew.
I can't stop
interacting. We're going to interact. We're going to go back and forth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were Disney heads here. Oh, he doesn't have to do
his fucking
job?
No, he doesn't. Technically, he doesn't have to come up and do the side stuff here, no.
Well... I don't know. I expect more.
He could still do the same thing of just being like, get on the red line, stand over here. Like, all he has to do is that. This is extra.
Yeah. Oh, Snow White, where are the dwarves? What?
No.
That's what was happening.
No, you're being foolish. You're acting like if, you know, Snow White wasn't just kicking ass and doing cool shit, and you were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this is sick, dude. Yeah. You're giving him too much credit.
But no, hold on. Let's play first before you be a piece of shit. Let's just see you be a piece of shit first.
To me? Theater.
Now, honestly, rewatching this, I feel like it's because Jeff didn't have anything and he didn't have anything else to say. Now, I'm sorry because we cut that before because he tries to then do a bit with Jeff. And then Jeff just says theater.
Yeah, I'm running on zero here. I'm about a tummy full of pork belly and beef and then an entire beer on top.
But let's not, none of us talk. Let's just let this play real quick and then we'll get to it. I'm taking it back.
Okay.
I think it's very high.
How's that answer?
You insulted me. So now that distraction is over with, once again, what were you doing aboard a resistance transport?
Theater.
Blue inside.
I thought you'd be a fan of theater.
Sympathizer, if you're going to say something, enunciate and project so I can hear you.
Oh, I thought you were a theater kid. A theater.
So you were trying to say what you thought I'd want to hear.
Yeah.
Red, get in. Silver, I'm on.
Hold on, play for a second. We're red. He did not like us.
Yeah. Hurt his feelings.
See, you knew you hurt his feelings. You were trying to hurt his feelings. So now, if you couldn't make out what we're saying, because we have to wear masks, which masks are bullshit. But yeah, so then he finally says, like, what were you doing on a resistance ship? And then Jeff just says, because Jeff didn't have anything to say. So he goes, theater. And he's like, what? And he's like, theater kid or something. And then he's like, huh? Is he going to announce it? He's like, oh, I thought you were a theater kid. So you're just trying to, like, call him out.
Yeah, because he's being a theater kid. Oh, we love theater kids all the time. We love grammar Nazis. We have a very low
but
bar
you're,
for our
you're
our
acting
task.
Like this is a guy we were in line with doing all these things to you, and he was a piece of shit. He was a guy playing a character who should be doing that.
Yeah, he wasn't... I've seen from the true Star Wars movies, I can't speak on the new three because I've only seen two, but he was not living up to the hype on there. I'm sorry.
I mean, even if this was based off the original trilogy, the guy would act the same way. Jeff's sister's saying they're expecting worse based on the buildup. Now, don't get me. I mean, I get it. It's not like he didn't say, like, fuck you, faggot or something. I mean, of course, that's not
he
what
wanted
happened.
To.
We would have gotten kicked out. But I'm just saying, like, to me, it's almost the equivalent of, like, you go into Walmart and someone, like, helps you and they're helpful. And you're like, yeah, working at fucking Walmart, huh? And then you leave. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
just someone doing a decent job or, you know, working at Lowe's or something and they're helpful. And they tell you, like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll use this tool. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's cool. And you're like, all right, thanks, faggot. And
no,
then
no. It was like you're
couldn't
in Walmart.
Get a better job, huh?
You know, like Walmart, you're trying to ring up the Doritos. And so he's like, you know, it would be good if these Doritos were smashed. Would that be good? And everyone's like, wow. Thank you.
That's
like,
you, but you're the one smashing the Doritos.
No, I know. I expect the guy to just ring up the Doritos as per his
no,
job.
No, you're the one smashing the Doritos.
No, per his
you're
job.
You're the guy working
no,
smashing
no,
the Doritos.
No, he's smashing the Doritos, and I'm trying to check them out. I'm just trying to
no,
power
you're,
through.
See, but that would only work if you went to, like, yeah, maybe a themed grocery store, like a Dick's Last Resort.
If we went to Dick's Last Resort and he's like, thank you for coming. Have a good time. I'm like, what the fuck?
No,
dude?
That's not what, that's absolutely
I
not.
I like
the
Jeff's
you know
defense right
true.
Now is, I can't believe this theme park employee wasn't acting hard enough.
It's Disney, he didn't
wow me. But you hate
what
all that stuff.
Knott's
you don't actually care about any
is
of that
Knott's
stuff. You suddenly care when they're in character in Galaxy's Edge. You don't
but
care about
honestly,
that.
Honestly, on rewatch, I'm seeing that you were kind of a deer in headlights and you didn't have anything to say.
I was just thinking about how much this guy was a theater kid and how annoyed I was about him doing the grammar thing to Mike over and over.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but you're more annoyed at, like, internet people that do the grammar thing in an argument than you are that he was doing it.
Yeah, him when he goes home and does that. He wasn't in character. He was himself.
I mean, fair enough. Maybe he really is that guy.
Oh,
Chad's in the chat. It's like acting tough at a haunted house.
Right.
That's actually pretty good.
That's a good comparison.
Being like, what? Come here. What? What? Leatherface, come on. Come on.
You start banging on the plexiglass. Wait,
everyone else
get
is
back
like,
here.
Wait, everyone else runs away.
We're not doing that?
Like it's a hockey game.
Get over here, scary clown. You're not so scary. Can't even make me laugh on there. I don't know, man. I think you guys are giving a lot of credit to this guy that was half-assed in it.
He was
it.
But the thing
yeah,
is,
100% not half-assing it.
The thing is, I would not, if you were like, hey, I don't think he was doing a great job, I wouldn't argue with you. But I don't think he was half-assing. I think he was attempting something, whether you liked his execution or not. I think
well, plus
he,
we
you
both
bring
know
that,
weak that
shit in the paint, you'll get knocked.
We know
in the
that
stance.
Jeff's problem isn't that he wasn't good enough at acting
that's
like
true.
A first order officer.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
The entire time, I was like, this is not up to Last Jedi standards that I expect. On there, and he was half-assing it. Maybe he got his shit together after I corrected him politely.
But no, yeah, I think Chad's haunted house thing's the best. They're going to like a Renaissance fair or something, and being like, "Oh, it's 2021."
Cool,
you know what I mean? Like,
no,
I've got American dollars, sir.
You mean you don't know what a cell phone? I'm pretty sure you have a fucking.
You know what
phone.
This is? You have one in your pocket.
No,
yeah, that's you, dude.
You're mad because he was being a theater kid, and I called it out. Sorry if I ruined the.
No,
immersion.
I didn't ruin the immersion for me. I was just like. Oh, that sucks.
But even
that
if he's
that
a theater
guy,
kid, his
just,
job is to act like yeah. something, so he should be acting like that.
I just feel like there are shitty people that do shitty jobs at their job, and like, even then, I wouldn't really talk shit to them because, you know, what the fuck do you know what their life is? But just being a jerk to someone that was being somewhat helpful.
Well, and full disclosure, me and Jim, when we were in the hangar for that time while the ride was broken, we were annoyed that a couple of the Imperial officers were just like chumming around with people,
yeah,
like
laughing,
talking to guests. But yeah, a couple of them were acting like they were officers, and those are the ones we liked.
Yeah.
And we acted like, oh, look at that. Like we were like scoffing and like rolling our eyes and go, ugh.
I thought I would defend the group and, you know, do the right thing. Once again, I'm crucified.
You know what I feel like was going to happen too later when we went on Smuggler's Run? I feel like Jeff was purposely trying to crash the Falcon at first.
Oh, did you?
No. Yeah. Yeah. And then he gave up on his bit, and then he tried.
What do you mean?
I'm no, so glad you tried, though.
I never tried to crash the Falcon
up
at
and
all.
Down is harder than left and right,
but
I think.
Still, when we sat down, I was like, fuck, why did we let Jeff pilot?
Sorry.
We had to let him punch
sorry,
it.
I had to
we
go
had
to
let
your
him
guys
punch
wanted,
it.
Yes, I wanted you to have the moment where you get to fucking punch it into,
yeah,
into
the hyperdrive moment. So good.
I had a great time on that ride on there. I'm sorry.
Well, and we had like no line for that at all. That was insane.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry to ruin the trip.
You didn't ruin the trip. You just talked shit to one kid.
Yeah. And he had it coming.
But then it just worked tonight, Jeff being Jeff, where you got $50 off our dinner bill.
Again, also, you guys are not giving me credit for our $400 meal that mine was bad.
No, but this was before your meal was bad. This was before your meal was bad.
Wait, when was I?
This was just when.
You thought we were waiting
too
long.
The lady came over and said, hey, just checking in with you guys. I know your entrees are taking a little longer. They're going to be out in a few minutes. And Jeff goes, we getting something for free?
Yeah, I was saying, yeah.
But the thing
manager
is,
came
you liked your drinks, and didn't you like your appetizer?
The thing is,
yeah,
I didn't even, fine. Mike and I both agree, I maybe had the thought of like, oh, I wonder when our entrees will come, but it was not to the point where, honestly, the lady reminded us, bringing it up, reminded us more than just thinking
yeah, she was
that
prematurely
our food was
apologizing
taking
sure.
too long.
Right.
But it worked out, we got $50 off our bill. Basically, our drinks were free.
And you say to that?
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. That's thank all you, I've wanted to
Jeff,
hear this
thank
whole
you so much.
I'm not thinking.
I bend over backwards.
And Jeff was very mad at Mike for not getting his water refilled.
Mike is insane. Mike's going to keel over and
there
die.
There was one
people
time.
Die.
One time I was offered water and I said, no, I'm good. I've still got
he
water.
He had an inch of water. I don't understand why you would ever say no to water. Usually they're overfilling and then I'm like,
but
Jesus,
you do understand
because
I explained it multiple times.
Water.
I explained the water reason like a ton of times.
And I explained that it made no sense. No. Why would you want, it's not like it's free. It's not like they're like upselling you. It's like, oh, you're almost out of water. Just have the water there, bro. Just have it there.
I was fine.
You never know.
I had them refilled the next time I was there.
We should be dogpiling on Mike over this water. He,
no, this
people,
water thing is...
People
but,
in my
by the
line
way,
of work...
Stella did the exact same thing and Jeff didn't say a fucking word.
Oh,
quiet
gonna,
as a church
I'm
mouse.
I'm going to attack Jim's beautiful girlfriend.
So you admit you're attacking me.
I just don't understand because your reasoning didn't make sense. It's like
no, it made perfect sense. Jim immediately understood what it meant and agreed.
I think that's just... you're just trying to trigger me. He was just triggering me.
No.
An inch of water. Yeah, that's like a sip, bro.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I had just sat and drank like three cups of that water.
I haven't seen you drink water all day. People, you know, in the my line of work, you know, blue collar guys like me, we are
guy
out
like
there
you?
In the heat.
Guy like me, you talk shit to someone guy, doing his job.
Guy literally dropped dead in the streets on a weekly basis because of a heat stroke on there. This guy's drinking no water.
I've drank plenty of water.
I have not yet to see
it. I stopped at the bathroom as many times as you guys did.
Dunked your head in the toilet. You got a sip.
Although one thing, guy like Mike stays at the theme park all day.
Yeah.
Stella, Jeff, and I, we take breaks. We head back to the place for like an hour and a half to recharge. Mike's like, I'm good. But, you know, I admire it. He's going on, he's doubling up on rides, hitting up single rider.
Oh yeah, I found out about the single rider line for a fucking test track. Rode that thing like 11 times. It was great.
Need I remind you, and thank you, my sister in the chat. I was in the Union Flyer for hydration. There's multiple pictures of me holding bottles of water.
Oh yeah, that's a thing I knew somehow.
Yeah, but I drink plenty of water.
You don't, man.
No, I've drank more water than you because you drink beer the whole time.
We'll see.
I drink water.
Why don't you go pee right now? We'll check the color. I bet it's like dirt brown.
No, I peed right before the show. It's clear.
You have
crystal
dark,
clear.
You think he's saying you have dark piss, bro. Yeah.
I pissed right before the... In fact, I don't
know.
This
dude's pissing cores over here. I'm worried.
No, I was fine. I drank plenty of water.
But I'm like, all right. Although, at least my succulent...
I don't even know why I'm defending myself. You don't actually think any of the things you're saying.
On the flip side, though, that later that night, we had reservations at Oga's Cantina. It's the Star Wars Cantina in Galaxy's Edge, where it's like, you know,
like
you're seeing
Star Wars.
You're in a fucking Star Wars bar. Yeah, and you get space drinks. We had mentioned how there was a dude there asking us about Jim and them. And then we had a great waiter there.
Oh, best dude. Fantastic.
It was to
up
the
to
point.
Snuff,
like,
I say.
But to be fair, his jokes were not funny. He was telling shit jokes, but that was part of the charm, I guess.
Yeah, he was
like,
just having fun.
If I had more of his jokes, like, I'd be playing his jokes, and out of context, chat would be going, oof. But it was fun. We had a fun time. I missed the point where I wasn't filming, unfortunately, but at one point, Mike and the dude were going back and forth. And, he was riffing on Mike's name because he's like, Mike Steele, what kind of name is that? I mean, because this is the things he was saying, like, what, are you going to steal stuff? Yeah. Now, obviously, I mean, saying that now, everyone's like, why are you guys saying this guy was awesome?
We looped it back around, and he's like, wait, your name's actually Mike Steele? And then we turned, and then I used his bad joke against him, and then we high-fived. We were having tons of fun. It was great.
His energy was contagious. He was taking a picture of another table, and he was like, come here, is this a good angle? Took a selfie of him.
Yeah, it was
great.
It
was
on
this
their phone.
It was this family's phone. They asked
like,
him.
This is what I was looking for.
Yeah, this family sitting at a table near us asked if the waiter could take a picture, and he pulled Jeff over. He's like, hey, Jeff, does this look good? But he just took a selfie of him and Jeff.
You could tell that
on their phone.
He loved us though, because he had a tons of bits. He wanted to talk to people.
And people,
probably
were
just like,
no,
here's what I'd like to order. But we were playing off of him. I was yes-anding him like crazy. We were having lots of fun back and forth. At one point in time, I mentioned wrestling.
That's what I was getting to, because he was goofing on your name, and he's like, wait, your name's really Mike Steele? And then he started giving us names with like mineral, like the rest of us names with minerals at the end. And then Mike's like, oh, it's like a bad wrestling tag team or something.
Yeah.
And since he's from Planet Batuu, he's like, wrestling, what's that?
Yeah.
And Mike's like, oh, it's like fake fighting for fun or something. And he's like, show me. Let me
do it
see.
Now.
And then Mike's
what?
And he's like, come on. Like you gave him what, like three or four times?
I gave
times?
Him two. I'm like, are you sure you want this? Because I don't know if you want this. He's like, do it right now. Pretend that he said something bad about your girlfriend.
About your sister. Yeah.
Yeah,
say
about
he
my sister.
Said about your sister.
And to Jeff's credit, he did sell a DDT in Uga's Cantina.
They started doing tests of strength in the middle of the cantina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's turned around looking at us.
Yeah.
Mike gives him a DDT on the ground.
Yeah.
But then after that, I did pick up where it kept going. I do have some footage here.
Because near the end of the night, he like...
Probably not.
I hope not.
I hope that...
For your sake, I hope not.
I hope we bump into each other one day just for funsies. For funsies? Back where we're from, that's what you say when you're just doing something for fun.
So why can't you just say for fun?
Because it's a weird space bar. It's funsies.
You're a weird
sort
fan
of theater
of Mike
fan.
Steel. I'm never going to visit your plan.
You are going to.
I don't plan on
you
ever
You say that
again.
Now. No. But you keep so far, this whole night has proven that you say something. I go, eh, and then you go, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
There we go. I told you.
Yeah. I mean, he's Mike Steele. You
but
can't argue with Mike
this guy in
Steel.
The Rise of the Republic.
I can, but something about his sister, so I don't plan on it.
Hey, you saw.
Hey, whoa, that's my sister, Mike
you
Steele.
You saw.
Hey, that's not a Vanta. That's my sister.
You know what? Hold me back, Jeff.
Mike, I'm coming for you, Mike. I'll see you on Batuu West, Mike Steele. That you talk about my sister again, Mike. You watch that.
Now, apparently, I missed something.
I bump it.
Because Stella's laughing.
Knocks the whole guy over.
Because, Jeff's pushing Mike back, and he, like, hits into this old man.
To be
I was
fair,
filming the waiter.
As the person who did it, I didn't hit him that hard, but I did. Because you see me, I turn around immediately to check, and when I see it's an old man, I don't care. I get back to the bit.
Mike made of iron, Mike steel, Mike doesn't take anything without my permission.
I'm leaving.
More like Mike paid for it, not Mike steel.
You shut your mouth.
I don't know if shut or not.
Mike,
Stella's loving it because I gave her my drink because I was going to throw up.
And then Mike leaves, but you can't come back in because
leave. Yeah, because I left and they were like, "Oh, you can't go back in." I'm like,
"Yeah,
because
bar is technically closed right now."
So then I went to a bench and just started putting my lightsaber together.
Well, it's funny because after you're gone, he's like, "Yeah, let's hang out. Just don't leave now."
He reset our 45 minutes.
Thank you so much.
You're great.
Thank you,
Jeff. You made the trip.
You can
come back whenever. I'll miss him.
Stella has a theory that he's gay and he wanted to hook up with Mike.
Well, I did say that's junk, dude. We told Stella, like, the way we'll find out is if I get a friend request on Facebook because he knows my name and he's just like, "Hey, had a really good time. How long are you in Orlando?" We'll find out. But we think we're convinced that it was just that he has clearly, because you see the other guys. He's laying it on so thick, it's clear that he was like, "Oh my God, these people are responding." Because even right off the bat, he showed up. I had mouse ears on, and one of the girls at our table had mouse ears on, and he referred to us as droids, like they were parts for us. And I played along immediately. Right, and you could tell he was like, "Oh my God, these people are like going along with my idea and not looking at me and like furrowing their brow and shrugging." So I think that he liked us just because we were going along with him. We were having fun with him, and he was clear he was starved for someone to have fun with.
Someone
him.
to kind of just riff off of,
yeah.
Go back and forth. I have a bunch of footage of us in an empty Galaxy's Edge Mike's lightsaber that he just bought. Even to the point where there's another guy who kind of was wandering around with a lightsaber, and let me just take it back first.
I was having fun that night.
This one starts with Jeff, I think.
This is when Jeff's got the
boner.
What
did I do now?
Okay. You ready?
I'm doing it on my dick.
All right.
We're just hanging out at the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah, because
no
me and
around.
Jim did cool poses.
Hold on. Let's do that one more time. Okay. Give me a second before you ignite it.
Okay.
And, all right.
And, yeah, the park's been closed for, like, 45 minutes, but they still, like, there are people in the bar, and they let people shop and stuff, so they don't really rush you out yet, but there's no one around.
There's a bunch of dudes having fun.
All right.
But then we did see another guy with a lightsaber.
Man, what an opportunity.
That made something look so good, though, because I knew it was going to have the yellow blade, too, but also
that
just
is
it
dope.
Looks so good. Yeah, I knew it was going to have the yellow blade. Looks really good. You like that, Jim? Like a little of
dude,
that?
Even just shots here with that background looks dope.
A little of this, a little of that.
I'm not ready.
A little of this, a little of that. What you can do is you can do a little of this. You can do a little of this. Oh, whoa. I didn't know it went white.
Ooh. That's
dope.
Whoa.
So you
little
do
impact.
A little of this, then you keep going.
Yes.
And you switch, and then it's upside down.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, then I go.
Should you go try to fight that guy?
Yeah, come back in the bar. Like, where is he?
I march into Oga.
Start knocking the bottles off.
Well, just go to the guy. You are the chosen one.
hey, green saber guy.
So I literally, I walk up and I go, hey, green saber guy, we doing this?
We doing this?
We
or
doing
what?
This? And I kept saying, and at first he didn't want it. I'm like, oh, it seems like we're doing this.
Because I feel like we're doing this. We doing this? I feel like, come on, we're doing this. Come on. Oh, we are doing this.
Here we go. Yeah, you got him to do it.
And I start calling, like, moves.
Go low, go low, go low. Go over low again. Now go high. High, low.
Oh, wait.
Low.
Yeah, I just circle around so we can see the Falcon.
And I tell him to cut off my hand.
Now get stabbed.
Hey, he was just some guy. He just happened to be there.
Hey, thanks. That was great.
And then there was a point, I mean, I won't pull it up now. I don't know where it is. But because then even the guy, there's just a guy working. And he doesn't have a lightsaber. They have a little, like, glow
Like what they have
thing.
At the airport.
Yeah, to tell us, like, where to go to exit.
And I was like, Jim. Yeah. Jim, I'm going to go challenge this guy to a duel.
And he was down, too.
Yeah, he was great.
He was down for the duel
He did,
well.
Like, this move where he kept going into slow motion, which was throwing me off. But he wanted to, like, have me swing at his feet and jump over it. So I did, and it was great.
Yeah.
And then I kept trying to get him to stab me, but he didn't seem to understand what I meant. Like, hey, put it up against me so it looks like you're stabbing me. But he just kept moving in slow motion, but he was having fun. It was great.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun just roaming through Hollywood Studios when it was pretty empty.
That park was, I had a lot of fun there. I thought there was lots of cool stuff.
I didn't ruin that somehow.
No, you didn't. We gave you props. You said
anything.
you sold the hell out of that DDT in Ogas, bro. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Then, are we going to talk about today? Do we have 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah, we went to Epcot today, and yeah, Epcot sucks.
Epcot it's just like, it's so gigantic. It's like 3 times the size of Disneyland, and there's like 3 things to do.
Yeah, like it's, I mean, I guess I get it, because the whole gimmick now is typically you go there to drink around the world. We saw a ton, I kept seeing shirts that said, like, drink around the world, I'm drinking around the world, drinking at Epcot.
They had like a food fest going on, so there's like special like regional foods that they wouldn't normally have.
But it's just like so hot and muggy. I don't want to drink around the world.
Yeah, hot, muggy, nothing to do.
Yeah, I there's a couple rides, but realistically, it's just like, it's not the same. Like, again, even when you guys were gone, like at the other parks, it's like, I'm just going to go ride tons of different stuff and have some fun. But that, it's like, oh no, I rode Frozen once. It was with a family of little girls that were singing, so that was fun. That was a fun version of that ride. And then I was just like, I rode Test Track once. The guy next to me was like, oh, are you a single rider? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I saw you in the normal line. I'm like, I don't know what that means. He's like, oh, there's a single rider line for this ride. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, you could literally walk on, dude. I'm like, what? And when
Test
I found that
really
out,
fun.
I rode it like no joke, like I think like 8 or 9 times. I was on it. We had just done like the final speed thing going down when you texted me saying you were there.
Nice.
So I just rode that a ton of times because, again, honestly, it was like Frozen broke down, and there's like a ton of like really, really tiny, like not like they're like sea level rides. They're not like top level rides, but Test Drive, since it has a single rider line, that was like a great way to fill up some time. And then I did the Coke stuff. I did all the
the international Cokes.
Yeah, it was the Cool Club. And I tried the Beverly. It was you know what, I'm not gonna say what it was. We'll save it for people that watch the Patreon video.
Yeah, we walked all around it. We went to Italy, got the worst, like,
oh, talk about, yeah, please,
pizza.
Talk about this.
I don't know if it's as worse as like CC's, but it's close.
I would take
CC's has sauce though.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe if this had sauce, like, because I guess it was like a badly made CC's almost, but its own thing at the same time.
It was tough, like a bad steak. Like, you're like,
it was it was definitely undercooked.
Yeah. I'm glad you said something, because I'm like, I don't want to be the one.
Since when do you not want to be the one?
Because I make one hilarious joke, and then it's all I hear about.
Yeah, Jeff's pizza had no sauce on it.
It had no sauce, no
wait,
pepperoni.
Jim and Stella had, like, no joke, 4 times as much pepperoni as Jeff did.
Because I was, like, so hungry. I was like, oh, all right, this is some pizza. They can't do pizza wrong.
Pizza was so fucking bad.
It proved the old saying wrong, that, like, no matter how bad pizza is, it's still pretty good. It's like, you can't even call it pizza.
It's the worst pizza.
It reminded
me
of, like, really bad crazy bread that someone was claiming was pizza.
Yeah,
if you fuck up a French
like,
bread.
Yeah, like
pizza?
stale crazy bread that someone's like, oh, throw some pepperoni on it. It was embarrassing, though. Like, you and Stella wouldn't even eat it, and I ate Jeff's begrudgingly because I was hungry.
Because we were walking by all these booths, and, I mean, they have some interesting stuff, but also some of the lines were long, and I was like, I was thinking like exactly what Jeff said. I was like, I'll just get a slice of pizza. You can't fuck that up. Boy, were we wrong.
Yeah.
It was very bad. And then it was to the point like, I need to go get a bao bun at one of these fucking windows.
Which
and
was
then,
good and like $3 cheaper.
Yeah, it was very good. We got some, Stella and I got some spanakopita, some Greek food. Did we get something else there? Oh, you guys got the frozen.
Yeah, I got
apple
the frozen apple pie, which I liked, and then I got that big strawberry sparkle ice cream cone, which sucked because basically as I get it, the sun came out for like 10 minutes, it became super hot. My cone started melting, and near the bottom, it exploded all over my white shirt and shorts. And I was like a step away from becoming annoyed. I was like, hey, are we all going to be annoyed now? Is this my moment? But I went and I washed it. For the most part, it came out of the shirt. I think I know it won't be stained. And my shorts, I was able to wipe it off. But it was very annoying that it just exploded near the end.
Yeah, and then we went to the space restaurant where, yeah, you take an elevator to space.
It just opened.
Yeah, like, it just opened on Monday. And all the windows have, like, you could see, like, satellites and spacemen floating by and shit. Yeah. And that's where Jeff got us the $50 off. Thank you. I mean, I had a delicious filet mignon.
Yeah.
With, a croquette?
Yeah, croquette. Yeah, croquette. It was delicious.
And,
I had that weird app thing. I don't even. What was it again, Jeff?
What did you get?
Like an antipasto, like, something you called it?
Type. It was like a mozzarella.
Yeah, it was like a salad that it was like a salad that had a big blob of mozzarella, and you cut off pieces, and it had this delicious freaking sauce though. Sauce was a game changer.
I got some tempura fried cauliflower and buffalo sauce, which was pretty good.
I got a tuna tartare.
And I got an amazing chocolate cheesecake for dessert.
Oh, yeah, I got the vegan carrot cake, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Nope. And then, but yeah, well, like as we'd said, it was just funny because I was not really even thinking it until the lady came over and was like, I know you're thinking, and she was probably just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but hey, I was nice.
You were Jeff got her.
How was I rude?
Well, so okay, at first it seemed like a joke, but then you leaned into it and it came across like it was passive aggressive, and I think that's why she actually gave it to us, because I think she thought you were like actually mad.
No,
well, because then the waiter came over and was like, you must have made an impression on my manager because you guys are getting a discount or something like that.
Yeah, I think she thought you were genuinely mad, because again, she still thought she had to come over and talk
but
to us.
Maybe that's why
the
she
precursor was he ended up. Yeah, I said that this is why his entree was fucked up. It was a precursor where he got a duck that he was very upset with, which was bad, apparently.
Yeah, I got.
But he tried to say it was the pizza it was as bad as the pizza you had earlier.
I've eaten rotisserie chickens with my bare hands that were better than this duck. I mean, it was dry, it was tough, it was greasy yet flavorless. It was just
you called your shot and it came through.
I was so excited for this duck because I manifested it earlier in the day.
We were talking earlier about
lamb, and I was like, oh, I think lamb. I've had lamb like once.
Oh yeah,
and
I remember that. Like, it was right when they were getting the grease food.
And then I've had like a duck. The only other thing I've only had like once is like duck or something. And then there it is on the menu.
Although your sister's saying you've described duck.
I've described a duck.
What you were saying
she's
was bad
duck.
She's like, well, that's
no. She's anti duck.
Even little duck.
I don't little duck.
You've only had duck once.
Yeah.
Because you were talking like you were a duck pro when you were in the restaurant.
That was the point.
I've never really had duck that I can think of. I'm sure I've had it like once or twice, but I can't even remember it.
Yeah, and when I had duck, it's
memorable. You're going to remember it.
It's fatty, so maybe to some people that would be greasy. I'm okay with a nice fatty, juicy duck on there. This one was fatty and dry. And, you know, I get an $80 meal. I expect, you know, maybe for it to be good. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I see you guys wolfing down your delicious meals.
But your flan was delicious, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what. And I think they knew, because what did the guy say when he came over?
He said, try one at a time.
He's like, first, try that flan
first. Make sure you get the flavors.
I tried the flan.
But he didn't say it's just to you. He was saying it's all of us.
The flan, there was like this weird ass, like it was like butternut flan thing that was delicious on there. And then I was like, oh, it's time for what I've been waiting for all day. The Epcot has been wearing us all thin. We were all out of each other's throats over Epcot on there. And then, you know, at least I have this duck. First bite. Wow. This sucks ass. This is terrible.
Although you cleaned your plate, though.
What, am I going to not eat all of it? Like,
I don't know.
I guess I should have just...
I
like,
didn't eat my pizza.
And he didn't understand, I guess, when he came back. And I was like, hey, do you have a sharper knife? And
well,
I guess,
none of us understood
either.
I asked
for a sharper knife.
Because I was like, this is... I mean, in my head, I was like, do you have a chainsaw for this monstrosity that you have? And, oh, I'll get you a sharper knife. Ah.
No, you made the comment. I didn't realize what you were even saying. Like, you were just being a jerk. I'm just kidding. You weren't. But no, you made the comment that you need a sharper knife, but I thought you just legit were saying that because I didn't think the food, you hadn't said the food was bad yet.
I guess you guys hadn't noticed how quiet I got after the first bite of
we were all quiet because we're all wolfing down our delicious food.
I just immediately.
The waiter even commented, like, whoa, you guys are really putting it away.
I just assumed because we basically had butter knives that you just legit needed a knife. I didn't know because you had mentioned it and then the guy came back and was offering us water, which Mike declined. And I was like,
whose fucking side are you on this water debate?
And then I was like, oh, can he get a sharper knife? And you were like, yeah, can I get a sharper knife?
Oh yeah. The chat is on your guys' side too. All of a sudden Jeff's a fucking chef right here. Yeah. I've never enjoyed food or been, you know, a fan.
I think, but I told you this at the restaurant where I think I'm sure your food was bad, but I think you're being too over the top with it that people don't believe you.
Imagine.
If you were just like, because like I said, you're saying it's like the worst thing you've ever had.
I don't know.
I'm misreading what you're saying, because when you compared it to that pizza, which was terrible, but like I said, that's why I didn't even finish that pizza that we had earlier today.
And you had the best one looking at it. I was jealous of your pizza. It had cheese, it had pepperonis. Mine had three pepperonis.
I spotted some
sauce
on his pizza.
He had
sauce,
cheese.
I had a teensy thimble
of sauce.
All
we knew, you were being a diva, and you had a great slice of pie.
Could be.
On there. Meanwhile, I'm over
Hard
here.
Hard to say.
You know, as much as everyone wants to say, oh, I'm a chef, I'm a hipster, I've never had a $80 prefix meal.
Prix fix. No, I'm saying
here.
It wrong, but that's how they say in Bad Santa.
In fact, one of the people calling me out gets fucking gourmet meals all the fucking time. So maybe chill on there, because some of us don't live the high life like that. So I'm sorry, I was on the Ritz and I got Ritz crackers over here. They gave me some fucking bullshit. I've never been one to send anything back. I should have.
You should have. You probably should have.
I guess I should.
Although I guess. Maybe if you hadn't made that comment earlier about a discount, you probably would have.
I don't know. I didn't cross my mind to send it back. I was just, you know, blue collar guy like me. Just, you know, I'm out there every day in the sun drinking lots of water. Just, you know, expecting, like, I'll go to McDonald's and have a great meal on there. I'm not a man of certain airs, but, you know, get a $400 meal and it's not good. I'm upset. I've been at Epcot all day, suffering.
Also, just to make it clear for the chat, Jeff didn't pay for that meal.
Yeah, you didn't have to pay for it.
I'm not saying I paid.
No, I'm just making it clear because you keep saying like you paid $80.
It's more that
you're saying it was an $80 meal.
But you guys are over here like, no, just chill. Like, even though
people are paying
$80 for this meal, you're wrong.
I didn't tell you to chill.
I don't think I told you to chill.
All
either.
I said was it feels like you're exaggerating. I felt like if you just reeled it in or being a little bit more realistic with your critiques, I would have believed it.
And I didn't say anything about you in the restaurant at all. I just ate my
food.
Tough
and flavorless.
Like, that stuff was fine, but then when you just kept going on and on about like how it was like the worst thing you ever had.
Oh, it's just watching everyone have the best meal of their life. And I'm over
That's when everyone rolls their eyes at you and then does like a really long like with a fork full of delicious food.
Yeah. And
me and Jim had these steaks that were melting in our mouths. Yeah. We were cutting them with butter knives.
I was looking for more water to choke down this duck with on there, and you know, he saved.
He had
$50
of sweet. What was that
nebulas?
Drink you got? Yeah, he had
a couple nebulas.
Couple nice nebulas.
I was in the headspace to enjoy anything that was given to me, except some goddamn bullshit, which was what I was given.
How was your dessert?
It was good. It was good. I'm not generally a blue collar guy like me, and not even ordering a dessert on there. I think, frankly, they're a little decadent, a little too.
A guy like me usually can't order dessert. Not that I'm against it, but yeah, I'm just full.
Yeah.
Like, is even like, of course, yesterday, like the sci-fi dine-in theater.
Oh yeah.
But like here, it's already part of the course. Yeah. You take the course,
and you know, I had a lovely. Lemon mousse on there, an $80 lemon mousse because the rest was bullshit on there.
No, you liked the app.
It was fine. I mean, it wasn't anything to complain about.
You couldn't stop raving about it.
I was raving about it. I was like, this tartar. Yeah. I was trying, give me more chips, he said.
He did say that, didn't he?
Gave me three chips. So
it
wasn't
enough for
the tartar.
He's like, this is so good. I need more chips.
I was trying to baby feed you guys it. And they're like, oh, please.
Yeah,
no.
I think they expected you to like really load each one because it was crazy how much there was left for that last chip.
Like side note, because Jeff's sister brought up his... Jeff's Simpsons tracksuit, but it just reminded me because at the airport Jeff had his tracksuit and his fanny pack, and then we're walking through the Disney gift store and there's a mannequin with Jeff's exact fit except it was a Disney tracksuit with a fanny pack.
It's pretty great.
I wanted it.
It was the 50th anniversary.
It was uncanny
tracksuit, and I was like, this is Jeff.
Yes,
they have him here the gift shop.
I was fine. I was like, finally my friends aren't ripping me apart. I was like, wow, I'm there. But I was like, I simply can't afford it. A blue collar guy like me, I'm on a per diem on there, just trying to, you know, enjoy some quality time with my friends. And yet, at every turn,
you haven't had a good time with us.
I've had a good time in spite of what has been. I've put.
We played some drinking games yesterday when we came back for our reset.
Yeah, you
guys are playing 5 o'clock drinking games, huh?
Yeah, it's five o'clock here, baby.
Yeah, we're playing. 2 o'clock.
So you're playing for three. Yeah, 2 o'clock drinking games.
We played some 7-Eleven doubles.
We're having fun.
No, we didn't play that. We played bullshit.
Yeah.
Fun. Just having fun, drinking some banquets, drinking what are these?
High
noon, sun sips.
I had a few of those the day before.
Well, I'm having the time of my life. I got a new lightsaber that's dope. Yes. I'm getting so many compliments on my tangled ears, which is making me so happy.
People are constantly telling Mike that his tangled ears are great.
I was shocked because I got them for myself thinking, like, this is fun. Because I remember when we went to Disneyland, I was on the hunt. I was on the hunt for mouse ears, and I just couldn't find any that worked. And before we even left, it was a universal day. I remember because we came and watched the challenge in your hotel room.
Oh,
and I was like, Jim, I got them. I found some on Etsy. Mm. And you're like, nice. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm gonna wear them to Disney World. So I was just happy to have some mouse ears. But I am just over the moon with how many compliments I've got.
A lot of employees are really digging them.
Got a lot. Just over the moon with the amount of compliments I've gotten. It's made me feel great.
The one compliment I got, I apparently didn't see.
Oh, yeah. Someone loved your burb shirt and you didn't notice.
I didn't see him at all. And apparently I like bummed him out. I don't know.
Yeah. Stella saw a guy. He like points at Jeff. He's like, oh, nice shirt. And then Jeff didn't hear him.
I didn't see him at all.
So he didn't react. Or he heard him and was just...
Fuck
no!
You.
It seemed like Jeff was definitely like not expecting anyone to say like, "Yo, bro."
I didn't hear anyone even say anything.
Yeah.
I would have been like, "Yes."
I didn't notice either. I wouldn't have known anything if Stella didn't bring it up.
I would have told him a few things about Tom Hanks. We could have exchanged numbers, but no. I missed the one compliment I got from anyone on this trip.
We actually we watched Halloween 2018 in the theater last night too.
I don't know what I was on when I saw it the first time. I didn't like it.
It's a solid flick.
Time. Yeah.
And I guess because the trailer for the new one, I'm like, ah, damn, it's brutal. But I forgot that one's pretty brutal as well. So they are kind of par for the course.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out of my element. I'm a blue collar, you know, just an everyday working man on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Keep going, Jeff.
Just trying to, you know, I'm not comfortable with this level of luxury.
Actually, go get your ears, Mike. They want to see, chat wants to see it. Go get them. Mike's rocking his, is that Rapunzel on your sleeveless as well?
I got Jason on my sleeveless.
Well, you had a fit change, didn't you?
Oh, a couple.
You've got two fit changes today.
Yeah, I'd be changing fits left and right on there. That's the great thing about Reset. You can get. I was like, I'm gonna have one of the best dinners of my life. I better change into something nice on here. There we go.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, it's like I'm wearing them.
No, those are girls' ears. You don't want to wear girls' ears.
But I mean, like all the ears are girly. So it fits.
Yeah, there's like the only ears that aren't are like the occasional like hat with the ears attached. They're boring.
I need like tough guy ears.
Well, I was talking to one of the cast members about it because she complimented my ears. She's like, oh, those are super cool. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, it's hard to find guys' ears. So I'm glad that you found ears you liked. I'm like, oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a nightmare. There's no such thing as like guy's ears. So I was just like, I love Tangled. I think these look cool, so I'm going to rock them. And she's like, well, they're some of the nicest ears I've ever seen. I was like, wow, thank you. Makes you feel like great. It's the girl at the Coke place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there was a line to get in, so I was just standing there for a long time, and they just make small talk all the time.
That's something else that, like, just recently... I mean, it's been there for a while, but it's been closed for a while. It just reopened, a week or two ago or something.
I want to shout out Sprite with Cucumber. I believe it's like a Philippines, I think, is where they said it was from. Hold on. I can check. But it was hands down the best of all the Coke products from another country I tried.
Chad, yeah, this is from Salute Your Shorts, the Nickelodeon show, Camp Anawana.
It looks like it says the Philippines is where.
Filipino Cucumber Sprite.
Cucumber Sprite. So good. So good.
Because they let you just get, it's all free samples.
Yeah, you literally walk up to a machine. They have, like, their cups aren't, like, huge, but they're not super small. They're kind of like the, half of one of your cans, Jim.
Yeah.
And you just pull it out, and then you just have the machine in front of you, and they have, like, whatever your group is. So for me, it was like I was all alone. So I was just standing in front, just trying them all. All of them were good to fine. The cucumber Sprite was hands down the best. But then Jim was telling me, the whole reason I even did this is Jim's like, yo, earlier in the day, he was talking about how one of them is, like, infamous for being awful. Just awful. It's called Beverly. It's a drink that Coke puts out in Italy. And it's described on its sheet as just, like, it's an acquired taste. It's bitter. It tends to, people tend to not really like it very much. And Jim's like, yeah, dude, people hate this. People say it's awful. And so I went into it, like, even knowing it was awful and seeing a lot of people try it while I was waiting in line and hamming it up, I was like, I don't know. I'll give it a shot. So I did try that. I sent Jim a video of it so we can put in the Patreon video of our trip.
And, I mean, this will be in our... in our vlog as well, but do one of you guys want to zoom in real quick and show us some of the rooms in the house here?
Yes.
I'll send you the
invite, right? Mike's on the Zoom.
Where do you want to send it?
Yeah, hold on. I'll send it to your...
We got a bulldoze Epcot. What are we doing here with Epcot?
I think they're trying. They're trying to bulldoze.
Well, they're clearly, like, adding lots of stuff, and it seems like it's losing its original identity, which is probably for the best. Because they also have, like, after every ride, there's a bunch of outdated video games that are like, hey, like, and when I say outdated, I mean, like, they're imagining a future where even the Kinect didn't exist. So there's, like, a novelty to, like, oh, it's like interactive light or motion stuff. But then, like, in a world where anyone's played with, like, the Wii, or even, again, I don't even like the Kinect, but even the Kinect, like, stuff like that, VR is in people's houses for $200.
Gassing up Bill Gates, yeah, just a boy in a dream. And
these games they have, they're just not great.
The leader of the depopulation.
Yeah, Bill Gates is in Spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
At the very end of his garage.
And he's been propagating this lie his whole life.
He's been microdosing and creating the internet.
You weren't poor. Your dad was basically a Nazi. You laugh as you
was
talk
his
about
dad deep-pop. A Nazi, though?
His dad was a eugenicist who made millions.
Aren't you a eugenicist?
I am not a eugenicist.
You
here.
Believe in eugenics,
you,
though.
You guys are both eugenicists.
You believe
here.
In eugenics,
I am?
Though.
Do not believe. I don't measure anyone's skull ever.
How am I a eugenicist?
Because you just buy. We don't have to get into it. We don't have to get it.
That's
nobody's.
You brought it up.
I saw bullshit from
your
day
email.
One.
Okay.
See this guy in his garage. Just didn't happen.
How rich was his eugenicist father?
Well, you can look it up. I mean, he's basically a Vanderbilt, and you know, their whole family's big into depopulation. He said himself, laughing on camera, that you know, we gotta break a few eggs on there, and you know, he's doing it. So big ups to Bill Gates, hero of the people.
Big up.
Wish he could have helped out some of those people on the plane, but he didn't. So
having you wait,
we need Cuomo for that one on there. Quell the herd, because you know we gotta make sure life's comfortable for the super rich. What else?
Hold on, let me get you.
How am I flip the video?
There
There we go. Wait, no, that didn't work. There we go.
Ooh, woke chat, over here. Thank you.
Thanks. Well, I guess I'll start with what, the theater?
Yeah, go for it.
So we got the theater in here.
But it's coming up.
Yeah, look at this.
Hopefully we have time to get this whole house in there. It's bravo. Great trip planning here. We've got the best house adjacent to Wawa.
Got a weird rack of DVDs.
Yeah, I'm surprised they have DVDs here, not Blu-rays.
And I don't even know where we would put them. We got just a landlord
Jim's,
here.
Jim's room's in there.
Sorry about the echo.
There's a kitchen.
We're squatting for sure.
We got our pool out back here.
There's a pool out back. We got a screen surrounding it on there. Saltwater pool, by the way.
Is it? Like Mike was
I don't know.
That,
I'm not
think.
A guy that swims. Guy
yeah,
like
it's saltwater.
You,
I still when I jumped in there, it was like salty.
I haven't been in the pool yet. I need to peep it.
I think saltwater.
Yeah, it was very.
Like
it was
want.
Not like ocean salty, but salty.
It's deep as.
There's
fun.
A hot tub.
Maybe we skinny dip out of this, huh?
If you watched our Patreon video, this is where we ate the sandwiches. We saw a squirrel over there.
We saw some lizards.
Oh, lizards everywhere. There's every kind of wildlife out here.
We're right near there's a swamp on the other side of that fence.
But we haven't seen any gators. I wonder if they like ran them out of town like the homeless or something. This is a gator-free trip so far.
Yeah, we haven't seen them even in all the... Oh, the swamps. Chad's asking if we have to clean this monster. Kind of, not really. We just have to make sure our dishes are done. We have to take out trash if we have trash. And
right.
Pool table.
Start a laundry load, but otherwise they have cleaners that come through. But yeah, we got like a game room up there.
We still
There's
bust
a Mickey
out some
room.
Billiards. We got Pac-Man upstairs. Getting my second window. So sleepy when we started, but now I'm ready to party. What are we doing? Sleepover.
Is this Mike's princess?
So this was
room?
Like a Disney princess room. Like the bed was all nice, but I've been sleeping in it. But there's like Disney princess shit everywhere.
You know me. I'm in the Jack Sparrow room.
Yeah, you know it. You know a
the
guy
shower.
Like
you look at it. And you're like, oh, it's a pretty small shower, Mike. What's up with that shower?
Yeah, his
and I'm like, oh, is it a small
yeah, he
shower?
He has a sauna in his shower. He has the master bedroom. I think. They all seem like master bedrooms.
Yeah. Oh, what? It's so big. Yeah, and there's a sauna.
That's weird.
Right. All the showers have seats. At least mine does and his does. Do you have a seat in your shower? Can you walk
no,
in and cause sit
there's
down?
Like there's a tub in there that has like jets in it.
Oh shit, you got a sauna?
Or it's not like a sauna, but yeah, it's like a jet
a spa.
Tub.
Jet tub.
Was that Nemo room? What was that? Yeah, Nemo room.
There's little kids' rooms, so we get some little kids over here.
Yeah, we can invite as many little kids as we want here.
Yeah, we'll hit up Bill Gates for that one. Right, Chad.
And we're only like, I mean, we've got a rental car. We're like 10 minutes away. There's
yeah,
Jeff's pirate room.
Yeah, my pirate room, a little messy on there. That's where the action happens. I watched The Empty Man last night. Pretty good. I like
it. Oh, yeah, you watched The Empty Man? How
was
it?
Way too long, but pretty good. I think you'd like it.
So, yeah, there we go. There's like a little mini tour for you people. Thank you for coming live over on the road, unlike other people that aren't here. I'm going to hang up on you. Nice. Nicely done. But yeah, we got a cool spot. We got a dope spot.
Yeah. I mean,
it's tough to like, I mean, if you come here for the theme parks or whatever, like, oh, no.
Oh shit.
There like I get like if you stay at a hotel like on Disney property, you know, you could take their buses or whatever.
But it wouldn't
but
be
like,
as good.
And it would be more expensive than here.
Which is insane.
It'd be more expensive than this huge fucking house that's only like 10 minutes away.
Right. We can shit and piss where we want.
Yeah.
On there.
Shit and piss everywhere.
I'm jumping up on the bed. The doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What am I going to do? Bump my head? And then, yeah.
Ouch.
And just living life in the fast lane, one theme park at a time. Epcot down. We got that over with. We're all stronger for it. I think
we got Animal Kingdom. Tomorrow.
Animal Kingdom on deck. And then we got some Universal days.
Water park and Halloween Horror Nights. Normal Universal. Close it all out with Magical Kingdom.
Yep.
Just so many theme parks. It's killing it. Living life. One bad meal at a time. Although they've mostly been very good. I don't want to sound negative.
Yeah, like we were saying, that sci-fi dine-in.
That was fantastic.
It's like they have, like the tables are set up like old-timey cars, They have a drive-in screen playing like old 50s trailers and movies and stuff.
So we're like sitting in the back seat, Jim and Stella in the front seat of like this fake car booth. Like if you go on probably any of our Instagrams, I know I have like a video. We have a picture that we put up of us in it. It's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess like Ace is saying, in the South, this would probably cost like $100,000. You should just come here.
It's weird because even like Vegas is kind of cheap, but Vegas is changing now. Everything's getting more expensive because all the California libs are moving to
the technocrats.
To Vegas. Because they're like, ooh, it's so cheap, but they're making it not cheap. But not cheap for Vegas now is still cheap for California people.
We're being gentrified by Cali libs on there. We got rid of one, and now they're all coming here. their adrenochrome's running thin, but luckily, sex trafficking capital of the world, baby. Well, not capital, but one of them.
But yeah, Chad's right. This place is like $400K or something like that, probably a little higher. I mean, that's still, I think it's, that's for what you get here, it's still fairly low. But
you probably couldn't tell, but like the pool has like that crazy cover so that lizards and cicadas, which
squirrels,
the screaming cicadas don't get in.
Fucking cicadas. I thought we had cicadas. Nope.
Yeah, no, the cicadas here are fucking loud as
like we went out. You probably will hear them when you see our sandwich video, but they go so nuts. They go fucking sicko mode out there. We're out there and they hear a twig snap and they just vibrate up and then they start shrieking. It's insane.
I mean, that's kind of the story so far.
Yeah.
Anything we missed as far as current events? Did we miss any big stories? Any big stories break?
I don't think any big things. We've just been having lots of fun.
COVID outbreak on the View.
On the first day when we were in line for Tower of Terror, I made a joke about how I thought we were checking into this hotel like to sleep there.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do I hear screaming? I was just doing the playing being dumb guy, and the little girl in front of me was like, it was a ride. We're going to get an elevator. It's going to drop. And I was like, what? And like, you could tell that like her parents thought it was funny, but I was going to let the bit go forever.
Yeah,
and
you're going to keep going.
Her parents, it seemed like they probably thought that she was annoying me. She was not annoying me at all. I was having tons of fun doing it.
Because her mom's
it.
Like, he's joking. He's joking.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not kidding. Which I was a little worried. I was like, oh, they're just going to think I'm just like making jokes to their family and contradicting them. I'm like, I'm not kidding at all. This is where I'm staying for the night. The elevators aren't good. Are you telling me? Like, are we going to the basement? Why would we do that?
Stop talking to my child.
Stop talking to my kid.
But it was very fun. That is my favorite thing, is talking to people. And at Disney parks, everyone in the world wants to be talked to. If nothing, just the employees that like are trying to be nice and want to say hello and or whatever. Like it's my favorite thing is making jokes to people that I am around. I was sitting next to a guy in Soarin' who asked his daughter if he's like, hey, do you want me to hold your hand? And I was like, I guess if you want. I thought that was pretty funny. He made a gay joke afterwards. It was like a very
Cause he's like,
homophobic
no.
joke.
He's like, no, I'm trying to make it less scary.
And I was like, whoa. But
not
yeah,
that homophobic.
It's just that type of stuff. That's my favorite thing, is like doing bits and doing goofs with the people I'm around, because we're in an atmosphere where people are like primed to be like, if I was just at a grocery store, like in my hometown, and I made a joke like that, some people would be like, why? Who are you? But when you're like in these environments, everyone's kind of primed to have more fun and be more accepting of stuff. So it's, I love it. I love doing all that. I mean, Chad knows this because Chad always makes a joke. He's like, oh, people are around. Well, Mike's probably talking to them and doing bits with them.
Real quick from the chat. I have seen the video of the dog with the cicada in its mouth. It's very hilarious. But also Neil Bogg, where was it? His Florida One Big Walmart. honestly, where we are, I mean, I'm sure it's different because we're close to theme parks and it seems like it's still kind of nice areas. But we were talking about this because we were like, sweet, let's go to Publix was the first place we went to. And we're like, oh, we don't have to wear masks.
Yeah.
But everyone was wearing masks.
Except the obvious scumbag trailer park people.
But even then, there was only like two or three people.
True, but the only ones that didn't were...
These guys
need
to get vaxxed.
But even I was surprised because you always hear about Florida. You hear about how everyone's fucking like rednecks or whatever. Yeah. But they were mostly wearing masks inside.
Well, we haven't seen like the weird like not wearing shoes, like torn up shirt hick people.
Florida's huge too. Like, I mean, like it's so long because like the my ex who won't talk to me is like from like fucking 16 hours away from here. And then my other ex is like 10 hours from here. Like it's so long. Florida's huge.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, I'm sure like in other areas it's different, but you just expect the way you hear about Florida. And especially even when it comes to COVID and masks and stuff like that, where I was surprised and felt like, oh, Jesus, wow, everyone's wearing masks. But even though I still don't wear one, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the liar in chief said himself that, like, we messed up. They're not effective, but yet you got to wear them.
Keep in mind,
I would say that was not a store full of tourists.
No, it was 100% not a store full of tourists.
It was just definitely locals and stuff. But, like, I think we are in, like, a fairly nice area.
Because keep in mind, we're in the Airbnb, so we're not just like, oh, everybody at the Walgreens next to the hotel is probably not from here. It's not like we're not close, like we're not super far from the hotels. It's like a 15-minute drive, but we are not only tourist part.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of Airbnbs where we are, but like you could just kind of tell most of those people are locals. Everyone was just buying, like, we were buying groceries as well, but you could tell we were just buying, like, we had a cart full of
beer
chips. Beer and water. Everyone else just had regular shit.
Yeah, they're buying groceries.
So were we.
Hell yeah. It's been great. I think I mentioned this. We always say this. We're like the end of the second day, and there's still so much left to do. And again, even with Epcot being like a bummer as a park, it's not like I was miserable all day or anything.
Yeah, I know. No, it's still worth checking out. It's worth going to. And then, you know, it's you kind of know it's going to be like the bottom tier of the Disney parks we're going to.
You and Stella even said, like, do we skip that park?
Yeah, we almost were wondering if we should
skip it. Because we knew that it had the lowest chance of being, like, the big fun one.
Well, you made a great choice on making it the second one, because if that was the first one, I would have been really worried about this trip on there.
Well, and the best is yet to come. Jim even saved arguably the best park for last on a day where it will probably be the least busy it could possibly be.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a little more spooky. And so far, it's just been sort of Disney magic. I'm ready to be spooked.
Oh, so tomorrow you're going to be afraid of nature and Mother Earth.
Yeah.
But after you're going to be afraid of chainsaws and poison tea.
No. I trust nature. I believe in nature. I don't think it should be messed with. I don't think DNA.
Just wait till you see a graceful lion licking his chops looking at you. Wait till you see a Na'vi herself singing the violent dance of the Crowder fly.
Yeah, wait till you fuck a Na'vi.
The Na'vi. Yes, that Disney thing.
Wait till you see the Yeti at the top of the Himalayan mountains.
Yep.
I don't believe we'll see it. I've been to Disneyland like four times and seen the Matterhorn once.
No,
I don't believe
you're not. We're not talking about the Matterhorn. We're talking about Expedition Everest.
Yeah, we are.
Where the Yeti himself lurks. You're gonna actually love that, Jeff. Imagine if Big Thunder Mountain had like more theatrics.
Okay. Yes.
Imagine if you will. Big Thunder Mountain.
More theater.
Really quick. West Coast, Galaxy's Edge is better.
Oh, yes.
Guardians is better than Tower of Terror. Disneyland is impeccable. It's crazy how good Disneyland is, considering how small in the long run it is compared to all these big giant parks.
Yeah, I mean, maybe once you're in Magic Kingdom, you'll think Magic Kingdom's better. But yeah, Galaxy's Edge...
Ours is better.
Batu West is better. Although
Batu East has better actors.
Olga's was livelier, but I we were there. Maybe it's because we were there towards closing, but then again, who knows?
Well, I'd argue the cast members
lucked out with a really good server. I didn't see other servers doing that, but
I'd say on average, cast members as a whole seem to be better in Florida than they are in California. Not that they're bad in California, but as a whole, it kind of feels like their average is a little higher on this coast than
maybe.
Than
I only
there.
The only one that stands out is that server, but everyone's still been very good. But yeah, I'd give the small edge there, but I give, Batuu West is better. Guardians Missions,
bro.
Breakout is better than Tower of Terror, which I did not think
so much better
was the case until now that I've been on Guardians a bunch of times and have come back to Tower of Terror, and it does not live up to Guardians.
And I will admit, our first ride was worse than my second ride, but my second ride still wasn't anywhere near as good as Guardians.
What else was better?
I was distracted.
What were we saying? Best ride so far?
No. Well, we're just kind of comparing back to Disneyland.
Like West Coast stuff to this. Okay. I mean, we know Universal's better. Not that, Hollywood has the backlot tour.
You're saying Universal Orlando is better, yeah.
Well, Hollywood has the backlot tour, which is cool, but it's just like there's not much else there. It's a shockingly small place. Like, even their Harry Potter land is like, it feels like a footnote. It feels like an afterthought.
Yeah, because I mean it's a legit studio, so like theme park second. Whereas here it's just like a full on theme park.
Yeah, it's whole hog over here.
Going hog wild. I'm hoping to see some feral pigs.
What was your favorite ride so far, Jeff?
Favorite ride so far.
You loved Smuggler's Run. Would it be Smuggler's Run?
Smuggler's Run was fun. I liked the Aerosmith roller coaster. Actually, it was like a kind of like a better Space Mountain in a way.
It is a dope coaster
in there.
What did you think?
We found out, I jokingly said, then realized it's true. Ken Marino pre Wet Hot American Summer in the video for the Aerosmith, he's like a producer on there. It's like, it's fucking Ken Marino. I'd pick
video.
That snodge out of anywhere.
Yeah. After all the theatrics were done, what did you think of Rise of the Resistance?
It was whatever, dude. It's like not that
Rise
cool.
That's crazy.
It's a lot
that
of these dark rides or whatever. None of them are pirates. They wish they were pirates.
It's way better than pirates.
Rise of the Resistance is better than pirates.
Yeah. Mansion is better than pirates.
Debatable.
Splash Mountain's better than pirates.
Those aren't dark rides. Are these dark? That's a thrill ride.
No, Splash Mountain is 100% a dark ride.
Splash
it's just Mountain's a flume
more
dark ride.
A dark ride. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not after they cucked it. No, they took out all the good stuff.
What? When?
They got rid of the tar baby.
There was never a tar baby there.
There was.
No, there wasn't. No, not in Splash.
It opened in the mid-90s.
Yeah, like late 80s or the mid-90s.
I don't know. Maybe look it up. Maybe you guys aren't theme park kids.
You're thinking of Song of the South, what it's based off. Yeah.
And it had him dipped in tar. And they're like, look at this beep. I was like, whoa. I'm over here trying to do just one. And they're going whole hog.
Also,
and I appreciate it.
Indiana Jones is a dark ride. That's one of the best rides ever made.
Wait, what?
Indiana Jones is a dark ride.
No, not really.
It's literally like rocking back and forth.
I would say it's debatable.
It's got thrills on
it.
I
get what you're saying. I could see the argument for it, but it's not like, it's hard to be like, oh, that's kind of like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
To me, it's the modern turning point of dark rides. It's when they like figured out how to modernize the dark ride.
Yeah.
That's what Indiana Jones is.
Yeah. Oh, they did have Briar Raggett stuck in tar, though, and they took him out, huh?
But they didn't have a tar baby.
Yeah,
that's
not what a tar baby is.
Okay, guys. I guess maybe look into some of your history on there.
Maybe you should rethink the incorrect things you say.
It wasn't incorrect. They
yes,
had him as
was.
A tar baby.
Oh, okay. And then Chad says, but not a tar baby. Yeah.
Oh, Chad, the all-seeing eye of Chad.
Oh,
on
yeah,
here.
The one you were just quoting as your...
yeah, and then he stabbed me in the back. On there. So, you know what? I'm used to it. I'm used to being stabbed in the back.
Favorite part of the show is people realizing that Jeff was a jerk to that theater kid.
No, everyone was on my side.
No, they weren't. You were even saying that everyone was turning on you, remember?
No, everyone that was turning on me were people that have betrayed me already, so fair enough. But Chad, I was surprised, supported me.
And then even a little while later, Ace was like, oh, man, that was mean. You were mean to that kid.
Was it mean? I just expected better. And then we got what I expected at the cantina.
What are you most excited for at Horror Nights, Murph?
Texas Chainsaw on there. Favorite movie of all time, debatably, on there. But really excited for that. Really excited to get spooked. Excited for some thrills and chills on there. And, you know, less baby rides, more thrills. Let's go.
But yes? There aren't going to be thrills.
No?
No, I was just trying to say something against what you're saying.
Velocicoaster's nonstop thrills.
No, well, he's talking about the haunted houses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Baby rides. Yeah. You walk around on your feet like some sort of baby who just learned how to walk. Everything's the first scary, just like when you're a baby.
Well, that's a road show. Thanks for hanging out. I mean, it's still Friday night. We still checked in with you boys.
Jeez, 1 o'clock here. What time are we getting up? Tomorrow's
getting
an early.
Like, yeah, we'll probably want to leave by 9.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, I mean, shout outs to the Patreon. You make this possible.
Yes.
I hope we deliver with some cool content because of it that you get to enjoy.
Yeah, Jim's been handling the video journalist time, so you guys will have a big long thing to watch afterwards. Probably not as long as the international ones, but it'll definitely be like short. There's like 3.5 hours each.
Oh yeah. Well, these might be split up because like. I mean, obviously, we didn't get a ton today, though, because it was Epcot. We got a little bit. But we got a ton yesterday. We got a ton on Wednesday, so.
Oh, and you know what? This trip is longer. Maybe it'll all add up.
Yeah.
Either way, Jim's getting tons of good stuff. You guys will have a lot of fun.
There'll be a lot of stuff for you to enjoy. I hope you enjoy it. But, yeah, shout out to the Patreon. If you're not on the Patreon, go to patreon.com/JimAndThem. We have all kinds of extra bonus content for you to enjoy. You'll love
it. Like what?
Oh, my God. We got movie commentaries. We got... Not a problem, do a show a week. We got Jim Tervention. All the great shit. You don't know what that is? Check it out. You'll love it.
Wow. You know what else I would love most likely? And I know that because I do already. ShowsThatYouKnow.com.
Ooh. Yeah, ShowsThatYouKnow.com. I host a podcast discussing television shows with Jacob Burrows. One of those podcasts is called Cut to Black, a Sopranos sit-down. We are gearing up for the Sopranos film, The Many Saints of Newark, which comes out in the U.S. A week from tonight. It's already playing. Jacob, I think, could already have seen it by now. It's playing in Europe for some fucking reason. Huh. You know how they do that? They do that with Marvel movies
weird.
Sometimes, too. Or if you're an Australian or a European listening, you could probably go see it right now. Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But we're excited for The Many Saints of Newark. We will be discussing that on our Sopranos podcast. You can find that and more at showswithyouknow.com.
You know what I'm excited about?
What's that?
To hear what Murph has to say right now.
Oh, thank you for the people that have yet to stab me in the back. I appreciate you on there. And for new listeners, take what's said about me with a grain of salt on there. And we're doing a fun new bit where it's not racist to do one eye. So try that one out.
That's one of Jeff's better bits this trip.
It's pretty fun on there. So you know, if you see a Chinese in the wild, just ask him if it's racist on there, and ask him, what's your problem? Why are you trying to destroy our country from the inside out? Thank you.
My endorsement is Doc Andor's Den of Antiquities.
Yes.
If you ever find yourself on. On Batu, make sure you visit there. I'm half joking, but half serious, because as a person who owns far too many lightsabers, I can tell you from experience that when Disney announced they were going to be making them and selling them, everyone assumed, oh, these things are going to cost like $600. They're going to make them really, really nice. But it's actually the exact opposite. If you go to the places that existed ahead of time, their replicas are not better necessarily than the ones you're going to get at Galaxy's Edge, but they cost like 4 times as much. The quality of the sabers you get there, it's shocking. Like how they're hefty and they're durable and they're nice. They can be opened up in pieces like they're a real saber. And I think one of them costs more than $200. And there are sabers, like basically if you want a saber that's under $200, you're buying like the basic machined like mass production version that any of these websites have. It's shocking how nice the sabers are. So don't be afraid to check out Doc Andor's Den of Antiquities and buy yourself a freaking lightsaber. They're a steal for the quality you're getting, and that is my endorsement this week.
Fuck yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.